Hello and welcome to the Spiritual Solopreneur podcast. Today, my guest is Janine Shapiro. Janine is the founder of Janine Kathleen and offers personal leadership, coaching, and psychic healing. Her personal experience with health and back challenges led her to expand her healing practice using integrative, holistic healing methods. It was through this journey that Janine discovered her psychic abilities and passion for helping people to understand the impact they have on their business, work, and life with their thoughts, words, and feelings. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi there. How are you, babe?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being here.
You are most welcome. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, Kathleen, I believe you are a mindset alchemist. Is that correct?
That is correct. You are spot on with that.
Tell me what that is and how you came to develop that concept.
Actually, it was quite amazing because it just came out of nowhere and it just happened because I work with people's mindset, I work with words, I work with various things, and that's the mindset. Now, what happens with our thinking? We create with it alongside with feelings, and this then we go, squeak, surprise, look at the mess I have, or oh joy, look at the wonder I have. And many are unaware of what it. So when we can alchemize, switch our thoughts from heaviness into positivity and into expansion and choice, we allow ourselves to change, to grow. Our mindsets expand, change, and grow. And then we're able to become the observer of our life rather than making baby bunnies with things that we shouldn't be doing.
Exactly. So basically what you're saying is thoughts are things that come into reality. What we focus on is essentially what we get, but particularly not just thinking though, but feelings as well
Well,
putting
they
the
work
emotion.
together. Yes, absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned emotions, energy, emotions. So what happens is we allow those words to trigger a feeling, which then brings about emotion, which is a vibration. It's a frequency. It's an experience. And it allows us then to either go down the path of, oh, woe is me, or, oh, wow, look at me. And that is such a difference.
Exactly. And you do it without even knowing that you're doing it, right?
Yeah, how scary is that? That it's like absolutely unconscious most of the time.
Right. So what you do is to help people kind of get a handle on it, get a little more control over it so that it's not unconscious.
Yes, in fact, it's even control is an interesting word because when we're in control, we're in victim mode. We are in, I've got to hang on to it mode. It's a very lack energy very often. Whereas when we be control or we are control, we are literally being aware of our thoughts, of our feelings, those emotions, where there's repeating cycles. And that is the importance of mindset alchemy, is that we're able to recognize those cycles. We're able to recognize the triggers. I'm sure in your business, you get to see when your clients are getting into a cycle of challenge and of they're unavailable for choice. And in my perspective, I help people see the cycles that they are either clogging their life up with, or they're empowering themselves to move forward with, because we can really get into spin. And when you look at life as a spiral, we can slide down the spiral. Now, if you're really down near the bottom, it's a very tight little spiral. Whereas as you grow and you get bigger, when you slide back, it's only a little slide and you can keep going. And what I often say to people, mindset alchemy is when you step onto that spiral of success and you allow yourself to go within rather than spiraling down. And again, that comes to control. And it's being able to understand, I am master of my emotions. I understand my thinking. I can see triggers. And when you have a blips or a mistake or an explosion or a meltdown, you go, And that's okay. What's my better way forward? What have I learned from it? What can I learn through it? And where can I expand with it?
Exactly. And you're becoming the observer, right? Essentially, as opposed to you're looking down at the waves going, as opposed to being taken along with. I think that takes a bit of discipline, don't you? To be able to not be triggered essentially by those emotions, right?
It's that awareness with the discipline and the decision, because we have that 17 seconds to go. Am I going to lose my cool here and blow everything out of the water? Or can I take a deep breath? And sometimes, if we haven't had enough sleep, if we have had like a really overwhelming week or a day, sometimes our energy is a bit low and we have decision fatigue. So we make a decision that reaches a bit of an explosion. And it's to say, okay, I had decision fatigue and I allowed life to make the decision for me. I allowed my inside and my past to make the decision for me. And this created a little bit of a volcanic eruption. So where can we have compost rather than contrast in our life with it?
Exactly. So what do people come to you for the most? Is it folks who are just tired of being on the emotional roller coaster, want to get off?
It's so interesting. I love that you asked that, Bev. I have a variety of clients, but most of them have one common desire. They wish to move forward. So sometimes they have extreme pain that they've been told nothing can be done with, because as we both understand, pain is stuck energy. Then we explore what the stuck energy is. Other people have pain in their business that they're unable to move forward. They've been to wonderful people like yourself who've helped them understand everything about their business, and yet inside of them, something is preventing them from moving forward. And I help them to understand what is the block, where is it from, better ways of moving forward. Others, it's a relationship issue, or it's a self-worth issue, or it's just that good old-fashioned imposter syndrome or victim mentality, and they say they're all making the decision, I'm done with this. So what do I do next?
Right. And that little negative voice about the imposter creeps in. I think it creeps in for everyone, no matter how successful you are occasionally. What's the best way to just tell it to go away and you carry on with what you're doing?
Oh, thank you for asking that. That's a beautiful question. Now, what I say to my people is see it, acknowledge it, say, hey, you've come to visit. Observe it. What was the trigger for it? Is it physical, like not enough sleep, too much sugar, maybe too much caffeine? Not
Oops.
enough water. Oops, yes. Or no one has brought you roses lately. Go buy yourself your own. Am I in victim mentality? What's going on? You observe it. What was for it? Acknowledge it. Literally say, I see you. I'm unavailable to play with you today. And then you release it and you replace it with, okay, if I'm in the imposter syndrome, where can I celebrate myself? What can I celebrate about myself, my business, my relationships, the fact that I chose an apple instead of a chocolate? It's small things that we get to replace it with. And it can be huge things like, oh, wow, I helped my client do this, I helped myself do that. And as we saw, SOARR, we're able to release the SORE of it, and we release the pain of it, and we are able then to rise above it and acknowledge that yes, we may have had a meltdown, yes, we may have had a bit of a failure. Although the only time we truly have failure is when we carry on wallowing in the mud. I say to people, would you like to go and play in the sewerage farm, or would you rather play in the strawberry or the rose farm? Go and play. just choose where you're going to play and acknowledge that you're doing it consciously. I don't know about you, but I know there's lovely lush green grass at the sewage farm. I'd rather go to the strawberry farm. Thank you very much, or the rose garden.
I would too. And that's a great example of being able to stop and do the acknowledgement because there's nobody else there. It's just you. So you have the time. You have a few seconds to observe it literally and talk to it. So yeah, as opposed to, having somebody right there that's triggered you,
Yes. Or
Awesome.
sometimes we trigger ourselves. We trigger ourselves, and then we've got to go, oh, squeak, look what I'm doing to me, and what am I going to do about it? Because we have these thoughts playing in our head, and we have a challenge with it. So it's so interesting. I'll give you an example. My name is Janine Kathleen. Most my business is Janine Kathleen. My name is Janine. And yet, most people call me Kathleen. So I learned long ago, it's okay. There's not a problem with that because they both mean something important. And who's to know? There's an energy to it. Whereas before, I would get annoyed. And I will most times say to people, my name's Janine. And they carry on calling me Kathleen, and that's okay because then I know the universe is telling me this is the path, the energy we wish you to play in today rather than this energy. And you know what? It makes an incredible difference. And that's just something I've personally worked with and had to. I do slip, and I'm quite open and honest in saying I will slip with it. And then I go, what on earth did you do that for? Really, it's you know the universe is talking to you about it and through it and with it. So work with it instead of against it.
Don't get triggered by
Hello?
it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I guess there's a little slight different energy around Janine versus Kathleen. So, and
Yes.
people have views of names because of people they know or people they did know or relatives and that kind of
Yes.
thing. So maybe you
Yes.
remind somebody of their Aunt Kathleen or their sister Kathleen,
Yes, or like I say, because the Janine is about grace and the Kathleen is about action. And so then I like, okay, when I remember and I see the trigger and then I go forward. And it's so interesting because there's other things that people are unaware of. For example, I have a wonderful and incredible husband. He loves the word always. And I mean, I'm genuinely saying my husband is amazing. I'm really blessed to have him. That little word always. So I sat down the one day and I went, what is the trigger around it? And I understood that it's programming something to happen over and over again, which is great when he tells me I always look beautiful or I'm always doing the best I can be. When there's a slightly heavier energy, I go, no. We're unavailable to play that game today. And so we've become aware in our relationship, what's my trigger? What's his trigger? And people, when we can become aware of that externally with somebody else, we are able to explore where we do it to ourselves and we trigger ourselves and we keep ourselves looping like that. So I started noticing, where do I say to myself, oh, I always do this or I always do that. I don't. Excuse you, we're unavailable to play with that story today. Where do we shift it? What do we shift it to? And what is more effective for me to work with? And life is a mirror. You know this as well.
Always and never.
Thank you.
Trigger
Yes.
words,
Oh, love it. Love it. I am certain there are many people out there that could resonate with those two really true
Absolutely.
words.
Absolutely. Well, what, Janine, what tools do you use to take people through this? Do you use your psychic abilities at all?
I do, and I have clients that are unaware of them, and then I respect them, or they are uncomfortable with it, then I respect their beliefs and I respect who they are. It's instinctive. For many years, I was unaware of having these gifts, and it was only when my dad passed and I started exploring my online story, that I became aware of them. And so it's to be able to work with people because their body speaks to my body speaks to their body, life speaks to us. And then I also have the ability to work with the energy, read the energy. So somebody might say it's fish paste, but the energy is saying it's peanut butter. And it's then, okay, so let's see. The person believes it's fish paste and the energy is saying it's peanut butter. Let's work with the peanut butter. Let's draw them towards the peanut butter so they can understand. They might think it's fish paste and actually it's peanut butter. I have no idea the reason those two came forward, so we will just go with whoever
Well,
required the hearing about it.
it works for me, but I don't, some people might like fish paste.
I love fish paste on toast. The challenge is
What
my
is
body dislikes it intensely.
it?
Oh, it's delicious. They take fish and they make a paste out of it, and I can't remember the fish that they use. I used to love it, and on toast was warm, hot, buttery toast. I love peanut butter, but keep them separate. Do not put fish paste and peanut
No.
butter together. It's a really bad
Good
combination.
advice. It's not good.
I'm certain of how we got there. The thing is, my body
Anyway.
decided that combining fish paste with bread is a bad move. So I saw it, I observed it, I acknowledged it, and I released it. So
Exactly. That is the point.
that's the point of it. And journaling. Stillness, contemplation, meditation, even if it's just 3 minutes or 5 minutes, is phenomenal. And awareness. I have an exercise. And when a client refuses to do it, I go, okay, 3 years, here we come. 3 years or more, here we come. 3 or maybe never. I ask people just for 3 days. It's an awareness exercise. And many people speak about it. Where, if you can, you set your phone alarm for every 15 minutes for 3 days. So it's like from 7 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon or from whatever. Do it for about 8 hours. Set your phone for every 15 minutes. Some people are unable to do that. So even if you set it for half an hour, an hour, set your phone alarm. And when it goes off, and the every 15 minutes is actually quite important because we have godzillion thoughts in a day and feelings and experiences. You write down what was my utmost thought and what was I experiencing in my body and who I was with. And one day she said, I'm never going to get anything done. I'm so busy writing. She was trying to journal in the 15 minutes. And so she got nothing done for 3 days. Please don't do that. Just have an awareness and understanding because most people, when they do it, are absolutely horrified at the common theme of their thoughts after 3 days. It's normally lack. It can be even lower than lack. It can be self-harming sometimes. It can be anger. There's so many computations of it. And it's a very good starting point to go, okay, let's see. Who was I with? What was I doing? Because even that, people will trigger things within ourselves. And that's where the mindset alchemy comes in, because then we can counteract it or we can combine it. So when you think that thought, let's replace it with this one. When you have this feeling, let's replace it with that. Nature abhors a vacuum. So when you are going to release something, please replace it with something higher vibration. And you can't always go from shame and guilt all the way to joy and enlightenment. There's very often a path in between it that you build your vibrational and your frequency capacity to get there. Sure. I answer your question?
Absolutely. So you were talking about vibration there, and quite often, we like you say, when we're doing an exercise like that, we realize, which by the way, that's a great exercise that anybody can do, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We get
I will
into.
just add a disclaimer. If somebody is under therapy or that, they must please first speak to their therapist or their medical practitioner before they do it. They may be in a state that is inadvisable for them to do it. So if you are under care, medical care, please speak to your practitioner about it first.
Before picking that
Yeah,
off.
before
Awesome.
taking it.
Awesome.
Just a disclaimer.
Yes. Important. Vibration. We all want to raise our vibration, and that's partially kind of what you were talking about there. Sometimes it's easier said than done. What's a good way to kind of get started on that?
Gratitude. 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 Even if you, I am so grateful that I can be grateful. That's a good start. Clenched teeth, clenched fist, everything. Because what it does is it brings to mind things that we have, things that we enjoy. And this leads us into appreciation. Appreciation is an emotion that allows us to add value to our life. We may not always be grateful for the things that we appreciate, just another disclaimer. And for me, people, I'm looking at Bev's beautiful background where it's orderly, it's neat, and there's the most fantastic pink roses. That immediately raises my vibration, the sense of order and the roses. Roses are one of the most highest vibrational plants around, and the pink is all about love and that. So immediately my vibration was raised just because of this beautiful backdrop that you have here, Bev. And it's just incredible how it happens. For me, I will also put on music, or I'll pick up my pen, and so if I'm unable to find the appropriate words, I will just on the page in circles with the pencil and then tear it up and burn it and come back and again get into gratitude. Gratitude is the key to raising our vibration, as is music, as is mantras, as is things. I will very often say, I love and accept myself. I don't. Well, get over yourself. We're not playing with that today. We're unavailable to play with that today. I love and accept myself. I appreciate the fact that the cop stopped me and gave me a ticket because I will be more aware in future because I did hear myself thinking, oh, there's a trap up ahead, slow down, and I avoided thinking it. I digress. The important thing is use music, use writing, and put on a podcast you know that inspires you. Go and read something that inspires you. For me, mantras like all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory from a modality called Access Consciousness. That starts to raise my vibration so amazingly, or the universe has my back. Everything is always working out for me. I love ABBA. I will go and put on ABBA music, or I'll go and put on music. Chubby Checker, like we did last summer,
The twist, right?
let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yes. Then I'll move my body to it, or I will just start going. I don't wish to disturb. I would like you to keep your audience, so I shall not sing. I shall avoid singing. I will just raise my voice and go, it's to shift, and it's to shift the energy. If you're in a situation where you're unable to either put on music or do anything, something that I teach people is to rub your thumb and your forefinger together, or to rub your hands where you put your hands together in a prayer position and you draw your right hand down towards your wrist, and then your left hand touches your fingertips of your right hand down your palm towards your wrist, and you just do that. How do you feel doing that,
It's
Ben?
calming
It's
somehow.
very calming, very soothing. And how does it feel when you rub your thumbs on your pointer finger, your middle
Trying to
finger,
coordinate
ring finger? You can see I've had a lot of practice. Your baby finger. How does it feel? And
Well,
then you.
it's I have to concentrate on it, so I'm focused on it, so I'm not thinking about anything else.
Exactly. It's a distraction. Also, when you use your fingertips, you touch your fingertips, you're restoring yourself into the present and you're realigning your brain and your body. I also teach my clients switch words. Are you up to do something with me quickly? Feel your body, feel how you're feeling, and now say with me, please, together, together, together.
Together, together, together.
And again,
Together, together, together.
what has shifted for you?
I've slowed down.
How do you feel in your heart center?
I like the word together.
It
It's
literally brings us
lifting.
together. Yes. Then another tool that I use is 3-2-1 change. Some people can't click their fingers, so we go 3-2-1 change. What it is we are used to 3-2-1, meaning something is going to start, or a race will start, or there's some action. The word change is a switch word. Now, initially, there were certain people I found that really, really reacted horribly to the word change. So I asked them to use the switch word shift. So it would be 3-2-1 shift, 3-2-1 shift. And the reason we click our fingers, we're touching our fingers and we're moving, we're making a sound, it's a pattern interrupt. We are reintegrating and we are using a pattern interrupt. Please do it with me. 3-2-1 change, 3-2-1 change,
3
3-2-1
to 1
change.
change. 3 to 1 change. 3 to 1 change. 3 to 1 chain.
How did you feel doing that? What was your experience?
It moved. My what I was where I was in moved a little bit. 3 to 1 change. It was I was wondering to change to what, I think.
Ah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Your body and your brain will know.
Ah, gotcha.
And that is the secret of it. Because you asked yourself a question, change to what? And by doing that, you create space for expansion, for choice. So, can you
Exactly.
see how what a powerful tool that is to use? Because it's physical, it's a pattern interrupt, and it leads us into being more curious. Well, what would happen if I do change that? What am I changing? Am I changing? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And you just, even just the asking yourself those questions get you out of where you were in.
Absolutely. And then the last tool that I love is I can be very resistant to things. So this switch word phrase for me was so useful, and I've seen it with clients who are in a I don't wanna, or a victim, or a martyr, or even just an imposter syndrome. Please say with me, release resistance.
Release resistance.
Resistance release.
Resistance release.
Release resistance.
Release resistance.
Did you feel your entire back release? I felt your back completely released. Do it
Absolutely.
again and tell me what else happens.
Release resistance. Resistance release. Release resistance. Resistance release. Relax more. I could feel it here this time.
How
Awesome.
fun was that?
It's great. This is so much fun.
That is mindset alchemy. The four tenets of my mindset alchemy that I work with, the first one is know intuitively, and that's understanding your body, understanding your feelings, and understanding what you're working with. Choose consciously, choose your thinking consciously, choose your feelings consciously, choose the people you're with consciously, choose the situations you're in consciously, and then create intentionally. We create with our thoughts, our feelings, and our words, with the programming we received as children, the programming we received at school, and the programming that we may have allowed ourselves to undergo because we have experiences to have experience. And sometimes we have the experience so we can release that experience. And then that leads us to being effortlessly because we're a human being rather than a human doing. And it is just so interesting how we are have been pushed into the hustle, hassle, do. One of my trigger words is busy. When I say to myself, or somebody says to me, "Oh, you're so busy," I go, "Stop. There, where's my calendar? Let's reschedule a few things immediately." Because busy is ineffective. When we are focused, we understand the results and we understand the choices we are making, we become effective rather than busy.
Exactly.
We get results.
Fantastic. Janine, when we first met, the first thing you said to me was, "Oh, what are your gifts?" And I went, "I don't have any gifts." And you corrected me. Do we
I
all have
offered
gifts?
you a different solution.
You did. You got me to change my thinking there. So I'm assuming that we all have gifts of some sort, correct?
Correct. We all do. And what I would like people to understand is we may have different gifts as we grow, as we shift, and we change. And we grow into our gifts, which then create other gifts, which make it possible to access even more gifts, because it requires capacity, it requires knowledge, and it requires skill. And we require awareness so that we can acquire them. We all have a way of feeling and reading people with our bodies. We've been made unaware of it. We can all be present in the moment. For some people, it's more difficult than others, and that's okay. Because when we're in the moment, we get to see, feel, hear, sense, or understand things that are beyond our physicality of five senses into our energetic five senses. And that translates into our sixth and seventh senses. Our sixth sense is where we sense things, and our seventh sense is where we are inspired. We work much more with our intuition. We can tap into our imagination and see things that have never been seen by us before, and most times by others. And it leads us into a much greater capacity. And when we allow ourselves to do that, some people will see, some people will hear, some people will sense, some people will know. It's just like I will never be a Van Gogh or a Da Vinci. I help people create their lives. Maybe Van Gogh couldn't do that. Van Gogh. I'm not sure how the Americans and
I
the
think Van
Northern
Gogh.
Hemisphere Van Gogh, whereas we say Van Gogh. And it's things like that. We each have a gift. We each have a gift to create expansively, and we each have a gift to create in a constricted way. And it's which gift we're choosing to use. Some have an ability to read people, others an ability to read situations. Others have an ability to understand animals, peoples, places. Others will understand the potential and the possibilities, like myself. I say to people, when I'm channeling for you, I'm channeling potential and possibilities. It's not a definite. It's what you take and do with it that allows things to become more definite. Other people will say, okay, put this system in place, do that in place. I could never do what you are doing with computers at the skill level that you have, because that is your gift. To be able to take the unseen and put it together on a computer. It's an understanding of figures, of numbers, and of computations. I have other gifts that I can have the ideas for it, the understanding of it. My husband has a gift that he's able to read people's hearts. He avoided that gift, and when he chose to grow into it, it makes things different. I have a daughter that can interpret movement incredibly. My son sees things, then creates movies, emotion, feeling from it. And we all have, I'm just using my family as an example. And that's what we do. Animals have gifts as well, and they will very often work with us to help amplify our gifts. When I work with my daughter, she amplifies my gifts. When I work with her, I help her to see better, to feel better, to experience better. So sometimes our gifts require other people or different situations. And that is the beauty of life, is where we can come together and work together, or individually work and bring it together to enhance community connection and that sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's something that it sounds like you, first you need to recognize it. As soon as you recognize it and start working with it and practicing, it will come
Yes.
naturally. Yeah.
Yes. And I say to people, action leads to inspiration. It's when we take action. Well, for me, like I say, my drawing is stick figures. I enjoy and I learned with my, I love my embroidery. I can't embroider like my mom could embroider. What I was drawn to is drawing country where you do a running stitch. And I created art that way with my needle rather than with a paintbrush and a pen. I create art in people's businesses because I help them understand themselves. I
Exactly.
hold space for them because I can see the system of humanity. I can hold space for them to do that. And that's a gift. I grew my capacity for it. What I can do now, I definitely couldn't do 5 years ago. And through that, I've learned other gifts. Just as I'm sure you didn't start off creating websites instantaneously, you grew into it. You don't do websites, do you, Beb? Do you do websites?
I do.
You do. Okay. So you started off understanding the basics and then going from there and expanding it. Through that, you've discovered other abilities. You've discovered other ways of working intuitively and inspirationally. And that is your gift. And it's just, to me, I really admire it. People, I admire accountants, what they can
Me
understand with
too.
numbers and figures and patterns. I'm in awe of them. That is creative. That is a gift. Somebody who can be a homemaker and deal effortlessly with small children. I absolutely think they are incredible.
Me too.
And people, yeah. So do you understand it's not, people think it's just, oh, you psychic, oh, you clairvoyant, you can hear things, you can see things, you can feel things. I can actually do all of them. I'm just better at some of them than others. It's the understanding of it. And one of the hardest things for me to do was to make conscious what I was doing unconsciously. Even though I could see it in others, I had been unavailable to see it in myself. When I became available of it, when I became available to do that, I was able to help other people with theirs. And
Exactly.
that is the expansion. And when we choose to make choices and get into better feeling questions, avoiding why. When you ask why, you're just going in a little loop. You aren't going anywhere because you're doing it rather than when you ask what, when, where, and with whom. Guess what? The whole universe comes to work with you. That is also
Beautiful.
a gift. Yeah.
Absolutely. Does mindset alchemy help with physical healing as well?
Yes, it does. Okay, let's rephrase that. When people choose to allow it to help them, it does. Because healing is about understanding. That's where also my personal leadership comes from. When we can understand who we are, what our giftings are, how we are made up, and that we can be ourselves rather than who other people expect us to be, and we can own our shadow side of, so what, I'm in victim mode today. Why is it serving me and where do I get to shift it? Yes, maybe I might be on the dark side of the hero or the sage or the jester. Where does it serve me? What is it sharing with me? What is the healing being asked so that I can move into the light side? Because that is when we allow all sides of ourselves and we get to own all of our personas. I'm a different person when I'm with my children necessarily than when I was with my parents because people have different requirements and we get to interact differently. I mean, I certainly wouldn't, I'm thinking of a politically correct scenario here. The way I work with my dog may not be the way I work with a business owner, and yet the underlying pattern of love, of expansion and choice comes through. And illness or being stuck in business is just blocked energy. And when we can identify where that block is and allow the energy to flow freely, creativity flows freely. Life flows freely. Now remember, think about a river flowing into a lake. There's a deep basin, so the water is still flowing, but there may be a bit of stillness underneath. And in our lives, we may be asked to flow or to be still. And it's to recognize where we are with that. And that is where mindset alchemy brings about healing, because healing is about wholeness. And we come into wholeness in different areas at different times and in different ways. So when we know intuitively, we can see, okay, in that area of my life, I'm being asked to be still. In this area of my life, I'm asked to be flowing. In this area of my life, I'm being asked to be the riverbanks to direct the flow. When we get to choose consciously. Am I choosing drama and trauma? Am I choosing to be with people who lower my vibration? Am I choosing to be with people that help me raise my vibration? Am I choosing with people that help me play small? Or am I choosing to expand my comfort zone? We never, 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 never step out of our comfort zone. Unless, of course, you're in an emergency situation. That's something different that we could talk another 3 hours on. When we get to expand our comfort zone, step by step by step, we build the capacity for it. And that's when we can create intentionally. We may feel stretched. We may feel uncomfortable. We still feel safe. And when we create intentionally and choose consciously and know intuitively, we are creating ways to feel safe, to work with inspiration, to work in spirit, inspiration, and to work in a grounded way that helps us to be absolutely effortlessly. So to answer your question, it has the capacity to help us, providing you choose it. I always say to people, I am unavailable to heal you. I will help you move the energy. I will help you move the space. I will use the giftings I have for you to step into the person you can be, that you choose to be. I'm unable to push you, drag you, or shove you. My energy is far too precious to me.
That's beautiful. I always feel like the energy has to come first. The energy change shift has to come first before you can have physical healing anyway, right?
And it's a decision. And that's why I was saying to you, I work with different people, because it's people who've made the decision they would like to expand their comfort zone and feel safe. Still be safe, because when we feel, you might feel a little bit uncertain, a little bit unsafe, but when people feel unsafe, they retreat. And that's what it is. We are whole. We just get to recognize our wholeness. And that is what I help people do, recognize their wholeness. I always say to people, you are not broken. You are unavailable to be broken. So let's step away from that into understanding your wholeness.
Do you feel like everyone's vibration is rising a bit, that there's a collective raising of the vibration of the frequency going on right now? That I've heard there is.
There's an opportunity for us to do that. Some people will, and some people will explore it first, and others, it's an interesting point of view what they may choose. And yes, there are different levels of collective consciousness. And yes, we are being asked to raise, we are being asked to expand, we are being given the opportunity and the inspiration to grow into who we can be now. And that is one of the reasons I work with personal leadership and with mindset alchemy, because it allows us to say, oh, look, there's my future self. What would my future self do today in order to become that way? And if I choose to achieve my dream of helping over 1 million people to expand their consciousness. I don't have to do it all. What I do is I choose a higher vibrational energy and help others to do the same, because by opening space for them to do the same, they get to do it. And that raises the frequency and the vibration. People are offered that choice. Then it's their choice to say, oh, I feel too uncomfortable to do that. They may be being asked to build their capacity to do it, because not everyone has the capacity. We often have to do the healing and take the steps. There are people that can jump from step one to step 50. The challenge is they had no experience of the in-between. Whereas when we go step one, step two, we build our strength, we build our capacity, and somehow we no longer require to climb 50 stairs. It may only be 20, because we have built it. We have built ourselves. We've built our inner energy. We've built our connection with source. We've built our connection with our future self. And then we get to walk towards our future self. In my last week's podcast, in one of my podcasts, I can't remember which one, I had the experience of walking back from the ocean. I was on a rise, and I was standing on the sand there, and I could see my home in front of me. So I wasn't in my home. And there were three different ways I could get home. They were all choices. I was standing in the present, seeing my future. I then had got to make the choice of which direction I was going to take. That day I took the shortest one because it was very warm, and my Labrador is a little bit mature, and he was reaching a perspective that he couldn't do the long route. Mommy, I was unavailable to do that long route. So we get to assess what would be best at this moment. I knew if we went the long route, it was going to take me a much longer time because he would have to rest along the way. Whereas if we took the shorter route, we would both get there feeling good. And it's in the now to decide what path am I taking, what is best for now and the person I'm with, the person inside of me. Where can I expand my comfort zone? That, yes, it may feel uncomfortable and stretched, and I may go, okay, I shall work with this. I shall build my capacity for this and stretch it forward. So
Awesome.
yes, it is raising, and we do have the choice to choose it.
That makes so much sense. It's not like you're going to be dragged kicking and screaming. We have the choice. We can decide.
There
Awesome.
are some people, though, having said that, that will be dragged kicking and screaming, and they made the choice to go forward kicking and screaming.
Right. Exactly.
I love the potential and possibilities, and sometimes I really dislike it.
Yes. Oh, there's two sides. There's always two sides. Janine, how can people contact you and get and find out more about your programs and how to work with you?
Oh, you're an angel. Thank you. I am on all social media platforms. People just get to reach out. I am on a Linktree, Janine underscore Kathleen, and come and find me on social media and DM me. And if I don't respond immediately, message me again.
Okay. That works.
Yes.
Do you have a little positive message to leave the audience?
Oh, yes. Make time to smell the roses. It raises your vibration. It helps you transform. It brings beauty into your life. And then take the next best step forward for you and for the world around you.
Beautiful, lovely message. Thank you so much, Janine, for being here today. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you, Bev, and the beautiful and incredible work you do, and the opportunity you offer people to change and to grow. Keep being you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Bye for now.